I'm Josh James with this special feature. I'm speaking with Dr. Kathleen Montgomery with the University of Kentucky's Patterson School of Diplomacy about her perspective on the scenes we're seeing out of Afghanistan. Dr. Montgomery, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first, I just wanted to get your general reaction to what you're seeing unfold in Afghanistan. What thoughts, emotions, feelings are running through your mind right now?
I spent a great deal of time working in Afghanistan and with Afghan projects. The last week has been very upsetting. I'm concerned with the many people that I have worked with individually, getting texts and calls about ways that they can get out of Afghanistan. They fear for their safety, given that they have worked with the U.S. in the past. So it's very distressing to see the developments, particularly over the course of the last few days.
Talk about your experience there in the region.
I first worked in Afghanistan in 2004, 2005. I was an advisor to the Minister of Commerce and led a team of specialists there. So I was there a little bit over a year, year and a half at that time. Since then, I've maintained my contacts in Afghanistan. I worked on a grant through USAID where we worked with University of Kentucky professors and professors in Afghanistan to develop their economic programs, to provide more opportunities for women in their programs, and to develop further graduate work. At present, I'm on the board of an NGO, which is at present still operating, or at least was last week, in Afghanistan.
You mentioned working on projects for women in Afghanistan. What has it been like watching these last few weeks and knowing what the future might hold for them?
It's horrifying. We've worked with a generation of young women in Afghanistan, providing them promise for the future, encouraging them in education across the board in types of positions and jobs that they never would have had access to under the Taliban. And reading the news, looking on Twitter, and articles, these women are, if not afraid for their very lives, certainly have seen or fear the end of any of their hopes or aspirations for the future, which Western agencies have encouraged them to have, and projects that I've worked on have encouraged them to have over the course of the past 20 years.
Well, journalist Peter Bergen is calling this an unforced error on the part of the Biden administration, while you've got others arguing keeping a presence there was always just delaying the inevitable. How do you see this from a policy perspective? Has this always been an inevitable dilemma, or is there a way this is being framed right now that is too simplistic?
I'm certainly not a military expert, but I think I and many others fail to understand why it has been carried out the way it has been. Different experts have talked about why we couldn't wait on if withdrawal had to occur, why we couldn't wait until October when the fighting season has ended. Afghanistan is a harsh climate, and in general, movement of troops and peoples is difficult once the winter sets in. Why now? Why did why was the evacuation necessary at all? It is true that the Trump administration negotiated agreement with the Taliban, but part of that agreement involved negotiating in good faith with the existing government in Kabul, and certainly their actions over the past months have not satisfied the terms of that agreement. Whether or not continued presence was worthwhile. It is a, some of my colleagues may disagree with me, but it is a strategic location. We have long-term troop presence in many areas around the world. The timing of this was not necessary, and clearly looking at the scenes from Kabul, it was not planned to be carried out in an orderly fashion, or they were unprepared for the rapidity with which the Taliban would take over.
Are you surprised by how quickly that takeover has happened?
Yes. Yes, I was surprised earlier in the summer when the intelligence assessments noted that the Afghan government might not be able to withstand 6 months. I found that assessment to be shocking, although intelligence and military, as I mentioned, are not my particular areas of expertise. Even last week, if you had asked me, would the Kabul government fall by the weekend, I would not have predicted that. So I think everyone has been caught by surprise with just how rapid the takeover was.
Did you see maybe speak to the disconnect, if it's there, between folks on the military side in Afghanistan that have never been able to get the kind of cohesion they need to defend the country, but residents of the country themselves, the folks you were talking about before that you were working, you know, for them and their future, how they both saw, the prospect of another Taliban takeover?
I think the military and intelligence assessments concluded that this was a substantial risk. And that is why, you know, over the course of the past few administrations, the military has advocated strongly for maintaining a continued presence. And it certainly did under the Trump administration and has continued to do so here. But there are, you know, there are political aspects. I mean, certainly the U.S. is tired of what has been perhaps incorrectly characterized as a forever war. But I think even those who predicted that this was going to be the eventual outcome have to still be shocked with the speed with which it's occurred. And, you know, what clearly has to be lack of preparation to meet our commitments, particularly to those who have worked with U.S. forces and the U.S. Embassy, and whether or not we'll be able to get those people out in time.
What do you make of the more dire warnings, I guess, from critics about a resurgent al-Qaeda? What's the biggest threat you see beyond Afghanistan's borders should this continue to play out this way?
As I mentioned, I'm not an expert in intelligence and security issues. Certainly the line from the administration is that remote monitoring will be sufficient to note any rise in al-Qaeda or extremism in Afghanistan. It's certainly a huge concern. Al-Qaeda prisoners, along with Taliban prisoners, were liberated from the Bagram Air Force Base over the weekend. How much of a foothold they will be able to gain in the short term in Afghanistan remains to be seen.
And lastly, is there any area you'd like to touch on, given your expertise, that you'd like to discuss or mention or even speak directly to those folks you know in Afghanistan?
I think, you know, given the point at which we're at now, I certainly hope that the U.S. and other Western countries with personnel in Afghanistan who have had long-term ties to these agencies, I hope they will have the time to meet the promises that we made to these individuals to protect their safety and evacuate them when the U.S. left. And the situation is becoming pretty desperate for many of them. If you look at the stories coming out of the airport in Kabul.
That's Dr. Kathleen Montgomery with the UK Patterson School of Diplomacy discussing the latest out of Afghanistan as U.S. troops withdraw. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
I'm Josh James with 91.3 WUKY News.